Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get to another schedule reveal. Mock schedule reveal coming up. The NFL schedule is a big deal. The NFL gets great ratings, believe it or not, for their NFL schedule shows. It's odd that they don't prep it more. They typically announce reveal of the draft 24 hours before it happens. I thought there was a decent chance that it was going to be this Thursday night. It has been Thursday night for several years in a row. That must be a really good television night for the NFL. I figured that it would be this Thursday night because that would have been the equivalent of the last few years rather than next week, which would have been the latest the schedule came out. But there are some reports out there. Mike Florio, for whatever it's worth, He wrote, will it be this week? As best we can tell, no, it won't be. Next week is looking more likely, especially since next week is a big week for the TV industry with the upfront presentations in New York, whatever that means. You'll see the big reveal of the schedule a week from Thursday night. I'm still thinking that it's possible because Florio isn't always right. That it could be this Thursday night. But I think what will happen, and we've seen some of this in recent years, is leading up to the full release of the schedule, you'll get certain games announced. Like recently you had that Friday night, week one, Philadelphia-Green Bay in Brazil game announced. We know what the international home teams are going to be. We don't know any of the matchups other than Packers, Eagles, which will be, give you back-to-back NFL games in that first week. Thursday night at Arrowhead with the Chiefs, and then Friday night in Brazil, Packers and Eagles. But I think maybe between now and the time they actually release the full schedule, you'll get, you'll get the Thanksgiving Day games. Some of the holiday games you might get between now and the full release. Now, I'm going to do my annual mock schedule tomorrow. But yesterday, I gave out one of the games, and today I'm going to give out another game. Yesterday, I gave you kind of the logic behind picking at the Giants for the season opener on Sunday, September 8th. It won't be Philadelphia. It won't be, I don't think it'll be Arizona since they've opened up with Arizona twice in the last 6 years. Is it really going to be three times in the last seven? I think Dallas usually has that Sunday night spot with a high-profile opponent. I guess it could be Washington, Jaden Daniels opening at Dallas. But I really think they'll open up on the road after having four home openers over the last 4 years. So that was the logic behind sort of, knocking out some of the teams from what I believe will be a road season opener. And then I picked the Giants really just, kind of a dartboard of the other four or five possibilities. A lot of you really think it should be the Saints because Jaden Daniels goes back to the state of Louisiana for his first professional game. Yeah, I picked the Giants. At the Giants Meadowlands, season opener will be my first game on my mock schedule tomorrow. So what's the other game? So Dallas, if you have noticed, 7 out of the last 8 years, Dallas has played on Thanksgiving, as we know, every year. But 7 out of the last 8 years, they have then played a week later on Thursday night football. So they've played that Thursday second game, you know, against Washington a lot in recent years. You know, going back to 2012, 5 times, Cowboys and Washington on Thanksgiving Day. They played on Thanksgiving Day last year, so I do not have Washington playing at Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. But what I do have, and this is the second mock schedule reveal, I have Washington playing at Dallas Thursday night football December 5th. So Washington, they did this once. In 2017, Washington played Dallas on the Thursday night following the Thanksgiving Day game. Now, in that particular case, Washington had played a Thanksgiving night game. This year, they're not going to. But I've got them playing Dallas Thursday night, December 5th, as their Thursday night game. Now, I do have to check something here. I may have not buttoned this up as well as I should have. Because Dallas, I think, has played that Thursday night game, now that I'm thinking about this out loud. Like last year, they played Seattle a week later, but Seattle played on Thanksgiving Day. In 2021, the week after Thanksgiving, they played New Orleans. And New Orleans, that particular year, did they play on Thanksgiving Day in 2021? They did. They played Buffalo. So Washington may have to play on Thanksgiving Day for my big reveal to make sense. So stay tuned for the mock schedule tomorrow. Washington may play on Thanksgiving Day, even though they may not be playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. So there you go. That may be two reveals in one. Didn't really plan it out that way, Denton. Didn't really plan it out that way.
You just talked yourself into planning it out, though. That's how that worked.
I screwed that one up royally, but I still can extricate myself from that with tomorrow's full reveal of the mock schedule. I thought I was being fancy there to say, hey, they're not playing the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day, but they are going to play the Cowboys on a Thursday. It's just going to be Thursday night football the week after Thanksgiving Day, which would be Thursday night, December 5th. I'm sticking with that. You'll get the rest of the mock schedule reveal tomorrow. So two games have been revealed. The Giants season opener in the Meadowlands and Dallas on a Thursday night in early December, a week after Thanksgiving. There you go. They have, I think, I'll go back and check all of them, because they've had 7 of these games on Thursday night a week later, following Thursday's Thanksgiving Day game. Dallas, by the way, has a bunch of options for their Thanksgiving Day game this year. They have home games against the Ravens, the Bengals. They also play Detroit, Houston, the Saints, Giants, Philly, Washington as well, Tampa Bay. I mean, you could see a pretty good Thanksgiving Day game with the Cowboys at home. Maybe since they played Washington last year, it'll be an AFC opponent this year. And you'll get maybe Baltimore and Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. That'd be a good Thanksgiving Day doubleheader game. You know, the second of the three. All right, tomorrow, the full entirety of my mock schedule, which just changed a little bit. But it's not final. It'll be final tomorrow. We'll see what happens. They can play on Thanksgiving without playing Dallas, or Detroit. They could be the Thanksgiving night game. Maybe that's where Jaden Daniels makes his big national TV debut. I don't think it'll take that long. I think Washington's going to have a chance, by the way, because of Daniels, to play a few more nationally televised games than they have in recent years. You know, in recent years, it's been pretty much bare minimum, right? Last year, you had the Chicago Thursday night game, which they've played 2 years in a row. They had the Dallas game on Thanksgiving. Every other game they played last year was a Sunday game. They didn't have one Monday night game. They didn't have a Sunday night game. I think you could see Monday night game, maybe plural, a Sunday night possibility as well. You'll get a Thursday night game. Every NFL team pretty much has to have a Thursday night game, the short week game from Sunday for competitive reasons. So I think you'll get a little bit more with this version of the team. All right, when we come back, did they pick Jaden Daniels because they want to sell more tickets? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.